It is the Joe and Alex Show. Time for a little Monday motivation.
If you're feeling good, say yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let me kick things off. We'll go around the room. We got Liv the Web Girl and producer Pork Chop in the studio today. Four Oklahoma teens risked their lives to save a 90-year-old woman trapped inside a burning house. The woman, Catherine Ritchie of Tulsa, said she was getting ready for bed when a fire broke out inside of her home that she's been living in for nearly 60 years. She said, I turned around and the head of my bed was covered in flames. 14 boys ages 14 to 17 were outside at the time, and they noticed a little strange smell. Kind of smelled like burning rubber, they said. Catherine tried to put out the fire herself, but eventually gave up and called 911 for help. She said, the smoke was so bad I couldn't see to get out of my room. I was feeling along the wall. I went to the closet, actually, instead of the door to get out of the room, which really got me kind of, out of whack. I finally was able to get to the door. Well, while she tried to feel her way out, the boys jumped into action. They kicked down the door. Hi-ya! And they got inside. A kid named Nick Bird, he's 14, the youngest out of them. He managed to get through that back door and ran inside, finding her trapped in a hallway that was filled with smoke. You could not see, you could not breathe. He ended up picking her up. She's 90, she's spry, but she's kind of walking like me, nice and slow and steady. He's like, come on, Catherine. About to put you in my arms like we're married. We're going to walk out this door together. And that's what he did. He picked her up and they made it out safely. Firefighters were able to stop the flames from spreading, so most of her house is still saved. And it's still unclear what started the fire, but thank God those kids were there, because, man, even if you're not old, but could you imagine trying to find your way out of a smoke-filled house?
No, that's
you can't
terrifying.
See where you're going. You go into your closet instead of your door. Thank God those boys were outside and ended up helping her out. Liv the Web Girl, what do you got today for a little Monday motivation?
Okay, so this homeless man was readmitted to the University of Texas at Austin to finish his degree after 35 years. So his name is David Carter, and he has been panhandling downtown Austin on the drag for like the last like 6 years or
wow,
something.
Okay, so for a long,
yes.
long time.
And a student at UT of Austin met him because of an assignment that he had to do with, I guess, like the homeless of Austin.
Okay.
He met him, and he's known him for, I guess, about like 4 years now. And so over the time of getting to know him, he's really cared for him and like really wanted him to be able to go back to school. So the homeless man, David Carter, is just missing a semester of school left. So he has 87 credit hours completed of college at UT of Austin, but because of a late diagnosis of schizophrenia and a problem with addiction, he ended up having to drop out. And so now, after all of this time, this student has helped him get him readmitted. He will not have to pay a dime to go there and finish up his last semester.
Wow, that's
yeah.
really cool.
And he
cool.
says he really loves to write mm-hmm. and that he's been writing for the past 30 years while he has been like homeless.
Yeah.
And his like greatest goal is to write a novel and complete a novel. So yeah, how exciting.
That is so cool that he's turning his life
yeah,
around.
Yeah, I know. Just getting another chance at life. I love it.
Brand new with Little Monday Motivation. Producer Porkchop, what do you got, my man?
There's this photo that was going viral over the weekend. I'm sure you've seen it. But before I tell you about it, Joe, I want you to think of something. What's one of your favorite things? Pick a favorite food.
Favorite food?
Or from like a favorite fast food place.
Oh my gosh. Well, like maybe like a Big Mac or like
All
a
right,
Bean
so
Burrito.
So you go to McDonald's. You're in the drive thru. Everyone's getting their Big Macs. You're next in line. And then, oh, sorry, out of Big Macs. How are you going to react?
Oh, I'm going to be very upset, to be honest with you. I'm like, how did you not prepare? You knew I was coming.
Exactly, of course. Well, this 9-year-old boy and his mom in Orlando, Florida, went to Universal's Island of Adventure theme park. But this 9-year-old boy, Ralph, he's autistic.
Okay.
And he was looking forward to going all weekend. And he went to his favorite ride, the Spider-Man ride.
Dun, 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 Spider-Man. Yeah, okay.
And it broke down.
Oh, my gosh.
Right before he goes on.
Oh, that's terrible.
So he lost it. He kind of threw like a little temper tantrum. He was lying down on the ground. And that's where this viral photo came in.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see this boy lying down on the ground and then some lady lying down on the ground next to him. It was actually a theme park worker. And she just lied down next to him, calmed him down. And
so she knew what she was doing then. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. She knew. She could tell. She had some experience with autistic children.
Yeah.
So she knew like how to lie down and calm them down. And the photo just went viral.
Well, that's awesome. Hey, give us a little bit because we're kind of like short-staffed today, but we will get this up. But we'll throw all these stories, like little links to them online at joeandalexshow.com. And we might even put a link up on our Instagram to swipe up just to make sure you follow us somehow, some way. You can get all the information right there. That's your Monday Motivation here on the Joe and Alex Show.